Since the end of the recession, the home building business has gotten back on its feet. Hundreds of homes are being built not just across our region, but in regions across the country. And that's creating a different kind of problem. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek tells us, there's not enough skilled tradespeople to go around.
Almost everywhere you look, there are either entirely new neighborhoods going up or old homes are getting torn down to be replaced with several new ones. And E.J. Johnson, the president of the Northwest Arkansas Home Builders Association, says it takes a lot of people to build every one of them.
There's a ton of different skills, from concrete and foundation work to framers to all the mechanicals, subcontractors, your heating and air, your plumber, your electrician.
It depends on the size and the price of the home. But Johnson, who is also the vice president of the Lance Johnson Building Company, says it can take as many as 68 trades to complete a home from the ground up.
You know, the guys that make my cabinets, install my countertops, install my tile to my painters, the folks that the electricians that install my appliances, to the guys that lay my hardwood, lay my carpet, put down my topsoil, install my irrigation, install the landscaping, spread the sod out, it's a myriad of folks.
But Johnson says in Northwest Arkansas, the River Valley, and across the country, that myriad of folks is in short supply. So while the building business is booming, the shortage is a damper.
The biggest thing for me is my houses, A, are taking longer to build, and then B, they're costing more money. It's simple supply and demand. When the trades are in higher demand, I've got to pay more money to have the process completed.
Johnson says some of his projects are taking longer to build because some of his tradespeople are not available when he needs them to be.
One big misconception is, we all watch Property Brothers and Chip and Joanna Gaines and the Extreme Makeover folks.
All shows on HGTV, by the way.
In the real world, you can't have seven trades trampling all over each other because A, it's really hard to manage the work, and B, those guys don't play nice with each other when they're all in each other's space.
Instead, Johnson says, building a home is more like running a giant conveyor belt.
You can't jump around and complete tasks as you wish. I mean, it's all in a real systematic format. And, if my plumber is, if it takes him a week longer to complete the task, the conveyor belt essentially stops, and my banker doesn't pause the interest meter for me while we're not doing any work. So yeah, the houses end up costing me more to build, and that is costing the consumer more as well on the back end.
Like any business owner, Johnson is going to pass along as much of the cost of building a home to the buyer as possible. But lately, he says, that hasn't always been the case.
My margins today are the lowest they've been in a decade, probably, since we came out of the recession.
And the Great Recession is part of the reason for the skilled labor shortage. When the housing market imploded, a lot of construction companies folded and tradespeople lost their jobs.
It just made it a tough career to get interested in.
In this case, Nathan Irvin is talking about plumbing. He's the manager of recruiting and talent acquisition at Kimball Mechanical Systems in Fayetteville. The company is Arkansas's largest mechanical contractor, which means they specialize in plumbing, electrical, and HVAC installation. Irvin says they're also the only company with its own plumbing school.
Really, that's the answer to the skilled trades and the labor gap is growing your own talent. There is some restrictions to that and some things that make that very difficult, but ultimately, long-term sense, it's growing your own talent.
To get into the Kimball Mechanical Plumbing School, students have to be 18 years old with a high school diploma or a GED. From there, Irvin says they're employed full-time while enrolled in the apprenticeship program.
Our guys work about 10, 12-hour days, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And then during school hours, they're in school 3 hours a week for basically 9 months, maybe.
After 4 years of employment and schooling, Irvin says students become journeyman plumbers.
A journeyman is basically the state recognizing your ability to provide quality work or service to the people of the state of Arkansas. You have your journeyman license as long as you keep it current. So you have to go through the renewal process, stuff like that, just like a driver's license.
As they are working toward that license, Irvin says students are making money.
We bring in our first years really about that 13 to 15 an hour mark. fortunately, we're blessed with a lot of overtime. So our guys are working 50, 55-hour weeks. Really, a first-year apprentice straight out of high school, no experience, should expect to make about $45,000 a year.
And Irvin says the pay only increases from there. Despite that, he adds in many cases, high schoolers are not being encouraged to look at blue-collar jobs, which is also contributing to the labor shortage.
Students coming through the high school programs or public schools or any educational system, all they hear about is college. We all know that. That makes it difficult to really see what else is out there. There's a ton of money, great benefits, great companies that are hungry for your services. So I encourage people to find them.
Blake Robertson, the president of Northwest Technical Institute, says they're facing the same challenge.
We face that battle every day, you know, when people say, oh, you got to go to college.
NTI is the state's only public career and technical school that offers 10 occupational pathways, which can be completed in a year to a year and a half. Robertson says they also have a 98% placement rate.
Many of our instructors have people saying, you know, send me your graduates, especially in welding. They call all the time and say, send me your graduates. So even though we don't have a placement office, our instructors do a lot and our advisory committees do a lot to place these students.
Like many of the other trades, welding is in demand. Robertson says NTI offers basic and advanced welding programs, both of which have more applicants than the school can take. But he adds there's a new facility on the way.
Right now, we've got 20 stations, welding stations, and in our new building, we'll have 40. Plus, we'll have room in the shop for things like fabrication equipment and cutting tools.
Right now, Robertson says they are able to take 20 to 25 students every semester. But once the new building is done, NTI will be able to double its capacity. Whether it's welding or plumbing, EJ Johnson says learning a trade doesn't just mean earning an above-average wage. It also means job security. Odds are tradespeople will not be replaced by technology anytime soon.
Alexa is never going to come fix your toilet or fix the circuit in your house that's broken or replace a chandelier. I mean, that is those skilled. If you go learn that skill at an early level, you're going to have that job for forever. And, you know, and I've got business owners that work for me that never step foot in a college classroom, and they're millionaires today. And it's all a function of, you know, going and learning something that's going to be in demand for forever.
But Johnson says the trades have to attract more apprentices now and fast because so many of those skills take several years to learn. And many industry veterans are leaving the workforce.
My skilled trades folks are getting old, and that's because there's a lot of jobs in technology for these young kids that go get a four-year degree, and that's fantastic, don't get me wrong. But yeah, there aren't, you know, I don't have kids lined up today that want to go, you know, plumb a house or install heating and air or be an electrician or learn how to lay tile or any of that kind of stuff. So that is the issue that our country is facing, is that we have a definite labor shortage.
And that labor shortage, Johnson says, could impact both home and commercial construction in the future.
We can't grow the business if we don't have the skilled labor there to go complete the projects.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
And aside from higher prices for buyers looking for a new home, EJ Johnson says the labor shortage also means current homeowners who are looking to do a remodel or a small project are out of luck. The wait times are long and cost is high as most tradespeople are focusing on new home construction.